Boker. Good morning. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen.
Hey, I'm back.
It's kind of nice being back. Boy, we've got a great day for you lined up. I'm back from Denver. Had an oil conference down there, and a lot of great fun that was. But it's oh so good to be back in North Dakota. And, of course, we've got a great show lined up for you today, including Paul Ryan. We're going to kick things off with that. Also, he's a little bit of a hunter and fisher person, and he likes spending some time in North Dakota as well. So, Mr. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back with you guys.
Well, first of all, welcome to North Dakota when you come here, because you do come to North Dakota quite a bit, don't you?
Well, I used to. I've gotten a little busy in life lately. I used to come up there for ducks and geese. I used to go, you know, hunt sloughs for ducks in the afternoon around Devil's Lake, and then hit geese in the fields, so out of pits, which is, I mean, you have a great flyaway there.
Can't you know, be. I noticed you've also spent a little time talking about North Dakota's Bakken boom.
Absolutely.
And, so you don't even have to come here and hunt, Congressman, to appreciate the great things North Dakota's doing and showing the rest of the country the way, right?
It is so truly impressive. What North Dakota has shown that you can do for jobs, for unemployment, for gas, for weaning us off of foreign oil, for stop sending our money overseas is amazing. And there are other fields like it in America that we could do the same thing with if we can get the government out of the way and stop them from stopping it from happening. And so it's a huge inspiration for us as policymakers to try and realize this energy boom nationwide.
I want to start on talking a little bit about immigration reform. We spent an inordinate amount of time on the program talking to folks all across the Northern Plains about immigration reform. And by and large, conservatives, when there's a fair amount of them here in the heartland, as you know, are very skeptical.
Sure.
They just don't trust the fact that, hey, we've been promised before that border security would come first, and it doesn't happen.
Right.
And so you see, even many of them, our own Senator John Hoeven, saw what he saw as an immigration bill be, you know, without the necessary protection, put him in there in the Senate version, took a lot of heat for it. What do you say to conservatives that just don't trust the idea that border security will ever come first?
Well, look at the status quo, and the status quo is we have no border security to speak of. We don't know who's coming and going in this country. We also don't know who's overstaying their visas. And so the status quo is very dangerous for national security. And the status quo also is a lot of people are, you know, coming into this country consuming welfare benefits that they're really not supposed to. And so we want to change that. The question really is, can we change that with this divided government? And I think what the Democrats are beginning to realize, the message we in the House Republicans keep sending them is, you know what, if you want to find a law, we don't trust the Obama administration to just exercise discretion to enforce laws. Look what he did with his own health care law. And so we really are going to demand and insist upon guarantees, real triggers. That means we have real enforcement on the border and in the interior, meaning at the job place, workplace verification, and the like, before the rest of this law gets triggered. And we know we have a broken immigration system. We also know that legal immigration is good for the country. We need it. We need legal immigration for lots of different industries that have labor shortages where they literally cannot find people to do jobs. I come from Wisconsin. The dairy industry is one of those industries. And so we want to have a system where we have a better presence on the border and we take pressure off the border so that we have a workable legal immigration system so people are coming legally, you know, with tamper-proof IDs, paying taxes, working at jobs that aren't being filled so that they're not trying to come across illegally, and that helps us also secure the border. And the guarantees in the House that we are going to insist upon is, number one, we're not going to vote on the Senate bill. We're just not going to take that bill up. We're going to go from scratch our own way in a more piecemeal fashion to make sure we get the details right so it's not one big massive bill. And we want the guarantees in law that these things are done before the rest of it goes forward.
We're talking with Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. Congressman, are we looking at this the wrong picture? People get caught up in reform for immigration, and most notably they think of the Hispanics coming across the Mexican border with the United States, but immigration is a much bigger picture because we need some of that innovation and some of those minds that want to come to this country and participate. When it comes to terms of the Hispanics, though, it seems to me a lot of times they're not looking for citizenship. They're looking for jobs.
That's why we're saying we don't want to push people into citizenship. I think the Senate path was done that's not the way we're going to do it. And so all we're saying is, look, we'll give you a way to earn legalization. We'll give you a way to, you know, for the undocumented population, which is, you know, largely a Hispanic population. That's undocumented. 40% of the people who are here illegally overstayed their visas. The rest crossed the border illegally. And what we're going to say is, look, just like any lawbreaker, you're going to go on probation. And the terms of your probation are a number of things you have to do. And if you violate those, then you get deported. And you have to pay your taxes. You've got to pay a fine. You've got to acknowledge you broke the law. You've got to learn English and civics. And then after we have the border secure, then after we have an employment verification system up and running, then you can get out of your probationary status after 5 years. And then you can adjust for some other kind of legalization, like a green card or a visa or something like that. And if you want to become a citizen, you can do it like any other immigrant in America does today. No, nothing better than them. And you had to get at the back of that line. That could take as long as 15 years. And so we're saying, we're not going to give you some special pathway. Most people are looking for legal status. We'll give you a temporary probationary legal status while we do these other things that must be put in place first. And then you can adjust your status after you've met all the conditions of your probation, border secure, workplace verifications in place, if and only if that happens. And then you can adjust your status and you can get in line like everybody else in this country who comes to this country, but only at the back of that line. We think that's reasonable and rational. Most people just want to have a legal status so they can work and provide for their families, and that's what we want to offer them. But we want to make sure that the rule of law is respected. We want to make sure that people who cut in line pay a price for having done so and that they are not rewarded for cutting in line. We're going to put them at the back of the line.
I want to ask you about Obamacare votes. Of course, that dominated much of the presidential race that you were a part of, and now it's still obviously controversial. Key votes yesterday. Will that ultimately lead to a repeal of Obamacare, the votes yesterday on the delay in the House?
I believe so. I believe what you saw yesterday in the House was a chink in the armor. 35 Democrats voted with us in the House to delay the employer mandate. A little less voted with us to delay the individual mandate. And so you already have Democrats now acknowledging with their votes that this law is not ready for prime time, that there are huge problems with this law. That is a very good step in the right direction to not just delay the law, but to ultimately repeal and replace the law. That's part of our strategy. And it also gives us the ability to highlight just how awful this law is. We think the president, you know, doesn't have the authority to unilaterally, you know, delay enforcing laws that he signs into law to his whim. That's why we codified it with our bill actually delaying the law, which is what Congress should do. We like the idea that it's being delayed, but we want to delay the rest of it. You know, if you're going to give relief to big companies, why wouldn't you give the same relief to families and small businesses? And it seems awkward, I think, that the president wants to stick families and small businesses with these onerous, expensive mandates, but he's willing to give, you know, really big businesses, you know, another year's worth of relief.
You know, tying into the Farm Bill, I know we have limited time with you, but
sure.
Talking about the Farm Bill a little bit, separating the food stamp, the nutrition programs from the Farm Bill, is that a good idea? I know Wisconsin's a big agriculture state on the dairy side.
Yeah, it is. We're big corn and beans as well. Our farms probably aren't as big as yours in North Dakota, but we grow the same stuff. Boy, I tell you, Kevin Cramer sure gave me a piece of his mind when that first Farm Bill went down. People like me wanted to see it separated. When 80% of the bill is not farm programs but food stamps, and we call it a farm bill, I think that's a problem. It's just like immigration or health care. We don't like big, massive bills. We want to have bills that are germane to the topic at hand and focus on those. That's why we're going to do a separate food stamp bill, because that program needs reforming, like many other welfare programs need reforming.
Congressman, just a few seconds
left. Focus on a farm bill, and that's what we did in the House when we passed that.
Well, how do you think it'll fare on the conference committee?
You know, I think what we're hoping that they do is they keep them separated, and that they come out of a farm with better farm bill reforms. I think they're going to have some kind of an income limit. I'm not sure what that level is going to be set at, but our our deal with our leadership was we'll vote for the farm bill as long as we keep them separated so we can focus on these separate reforms. And if you re-merge them things and give us one big massive bill, then we have a problem with that. So long as they keep it separate, I think we're going to be okay.
Since you're the chair of the budget committee, we have to ask you about how you think this, you know, speaking of conference committees, you have vastly different budgets between the two chambers. How do you see that faring?
They want us to give them a tax increase. We're not going to. We want to cut spending. They don't want to. That's basically the difference of opinions right now. But we've got some fiscal forcing events coming up. We've got the sequester kicking in even more at the beginning of the fiscal year. And then we have these debt limits. We want to use those as the opportunity to get an agreement to get a down payment on debt and deficit reduction. Our budget balances the budget and pays off the debt, and we reform the tax code for growth and jobs. We want to bring the Democrats to an agreement with the kinds of leverage we have to get us closer to doing that. Clean up the tax code, stop the crony capitalism, lower tax rates, grow the economy, cut spending, reform entitlements, pay down debt. That's our objective by the end of the year.
Bold agenda. Appreciate the update. Good chatting with you, Congressman.
You bet,
thanks
guys.
For
have
the update. Chair of the House Budget Committee, 2012 VP nominee, Paul Ryan, our guest. Your calls and reaction next.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With a chat with Congressman Paul Ryan on the program today, newsmaker, so we'll give you a chance to hear from him on some specific issues we've talked about on this program, farm bill and education, well, budget, I guess, farm bill, and the immigration one, probably the one that's garnered the most attention on the program. And now you get a chance to
we didn't even get a chance to talk about hunting as much as we should have.
Or climate change.
Which... people think of the climate change issue as being a... I think a lot of people take the climate change issue out of context sometimes. When I look at the climate change issue, that's attack on our coal industry in North Dakota. Because
of course it is. Yeah.
It's a huge affront to what we've got going on with the cheapest electricity in the United States. That came up when I was in Denver. Businesses and investment and outside money and outside opportunity to the state of North Dakota look at things like that. They look at the cheap electric rates. They look at the cost of doing business in North Dakota, and they like what they see. Things like climate change are an affront to that.
They are, and that's where all this uncertainty is. You know, I mean, again, what folks like Paul Ryan are having to do is battle against an agenda, in that particular case, a climate change agenda, and then outside investment wonders, who's going to win? Do I put my bucks in there? You know, what's ultimately going to happen? Here's our telephone number. We want to know what's on your mind. You can bring in Paul Ryan, or you can chat about whatever else you'd like. Only other guest we have today on the program will come in the next hour, at the bottom of next hour. Kristen Hedger is going to join us to talk about the Killdeer Mountain manufacturing effort in Killdeer to bring housing to the community. We're going to talk about that. They had a grand opening there this week on that. And 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 701-258-0550. What did you think of what Paul Ryan had to say? Agree, disagree, let us know on immigration, on the farm bill, anything else, and, of course, other topics as well. Heat index in part of our audience today, which simply means high humidity, high temps. I think that's also known as summer. But anyway, we have. You know, I don't want any complaining about the heat. Come on. Obviously, if you're outside and you're working, be careful. But you probably already know that. Bill in Baker, Montana, you're next. And what's on your mind? Sound off, Bill.
Yeah, what I was wondering is about the carbon stuff. I've got some information for you. I think it's very pertinent to this carbon attack on our carbon stuff emissions. This is from Alan C. Ashworth, and he's from the North Dakota State University in Fargo. And it's from David J. Cantrill, and he's from a Swedish Museum of Natural History in Stockholm, Sweden. What they found in Antarctica was a bunch of vegetation and stuff and trees and things in Antarctica, in the Transarctic Mountains in Antarctica, proving that the climate has been a lot warmer at some time in our past history. And if our climate is actually warming up like that again, how are we going to ever stop it is my point, I guess.
And it's warmed up in the past. It'll warm up in the future, or it's warming up now. Does that have anything to do with us?
I don't really think it does. I mean, you maybe had a lot of volcanic action to cause what they call a greenhouse effect. But was there really a carbon dioxide greenhouse effect? We have to have carbon dioxide to have photosynthesis in our areas here. So that's what's really kind of is funny and strange. But what I've really wanted to get across is, you know, people tell us to look at the facts, and you don't see these kind of facts coming out. And that's really actually from the North Dakota State University. This is called the Neogene Vegetation of the Meyer Desert Formation, the Transarctic Mountains in Antarctica. And I just thought that was very interesting that we find this kind of proof and stuff. And you don't hear this very much. We don't deal in facts much. We deal in a lot of opinion.
Well, it sounds like a guest we should have on. I'm a firm believer. We're warming up. We're just at the end of an ice age. That's what happens. You warm up. Hopefully we don't warm up to the point where we get dinosaurs back. I don't think we'd fare very well with those.
No, I don't. I don't think so either. But Like I say, they do sometimes call it a some type of greenhouse effect, which today we consider greenhouse with carbon dioxide. But I knew you guys did some research and got people on, so I thought I'd bring this to you guys' attention.
It's good. It's a good one. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. And we will. We those stories, like I say, just the facts of the case are so much, it's refreshing, quite honestly, and they don't get the attention they should. You get sort of the extremes and the hyperbole, and you don't get the facts. And so appreciate you pointing out the study. We'll add that to the list. Speaking of studies at NDSU, as someone who has purchased groceries in the oil patch before, I've always been of the opinion that it's significantly higher to go to a grocery store in the oil patch and buy groceries versus one of the metro cities throughout the state. Not so, according to an NDSU study. I don't know if you've seen the story, Steve, but this North Dakota State University Extension study found that grocery prices do vary across the state. And so they, for like 9 months, took extension agents and tracked prices for a bag of food items at businesses in large and small communities. Milk, eggs, bread, cereal, coffee, and peanut butter. The most significant price difference was for a gallon of milk, which varied as much as $3.80. Lowest price found was $3.09 for a gallon of low-fat. Highest was $6.89. But here's something that really blew me away. According to the data, those living in oil-impacted counties pay an average of 3.3% higher prices compared to those in counties without oil exploration activity. Because there is a school of thought, especially in some of the smaller communities in the oil patch, that there's gouging going on. You know, and again, that in a way relates to what Bill was talking about in getting facts when you actually do comparisons versus some of the, you know, the hyperbole
out there. When you look at numbers like that, though, Scott, you also have to think, too, look at who's buying those groceries. Is it somebody that's going to a brick-and-mortar grocery store, or is it somebody that's stopping at a convenience store because it's on their way? I would venture a guess that when you look into the numbers of those studies, there's a lot more convenience purchases being made for some of those staples, the milk, the bread, the eggs, the butter, than at grocery stores in non-oil impacted areas. A lot of the oil workers are stopping at the grocery store, or not stopping at the grocery store, they're stopping at a convenience store to pick up some of those items. Well, those items are naturally higher at those places. If I run to the convenience store and grab some milk, it's going to be notably higher than if I run to the grocery store and grab some milk. And I think that plays into some of those numbers.
The bigger impact, it sounds like, was the size of the community, because communities with populations of more than 10,000 pay about 5%, about 5.7% less than communities with populations under 10,000. So it's basically just it's a market force deal. That's what it is. It's less about, oh, they're gouging in the oil patch than it is just, if there's more competition, right? And there's larger communities to serve a bigger base, then you pay less. So I thought that was rather interesting. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Joe in, out in western North Dakota wants to weigh in on the grocery price question. Go ahead, Joe, you're up.
The person that did this research, I would like to know the big question. Does he know that out east in a lot of these communities, Devil's Lake, Rugby, all over, that the same grocery stores are owned by the same individual? There's one guy that probably owns 9 grocery stores throughout the east and vice versa. So there is gouging going on. There's no, I mean, your hands are tied, whether you're out here or out east. You got to pay the price.
Gouging by who? Where?
By the owners of the grocery store. Just like in Minot, the same guy, Johnson, owns all the grocery stores. The only competitor is Walmart, and they shut that one down up north. I mean,
I think the study's refuting that, Joseph. Appreciate your call. Others wait, and we'll chat with you after the break here at 800-228-0550. Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hyman.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal milk.
minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I think one of the things that goes into some of the gouging talks, we compare that to a lot of times to what we see in, as far as gas stations. I think one of the things that also gets lost in that study that they did look at, and I haven't seen the complete study yet, but availability of products, too. If you can't get a product at a grocery store and you wind up going to a convenience store, yes, it's going to cost a little bit more. Once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jim in Webster, South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to discuss Paul Ryan's viewpoints on immigration. And, you know, I strongly disagree with him. And I actually contributed to the Romney-Ryan campaign last fall, and, you know, it's an exceptional disappointment to me now that he's now backing this amnesty plan. And, you know, you look at, we're running roughly 8% unemployment, and with Obamacare now right on the horizon, it's just amazing that, you know, we bring 20, 30 million more people in this country, and where that puts us, and especially the Republican Party. I just don't understand what the leaders are even thinking about. This is a death knell for the Republican Party.
Jim, what would you like to see happen? What's your take on immigration? How do you equitably take care of the problem?
Well, my view is, you know, first off, we do not do anything with this amnesty plan. Number one, we substantially strengthen the E-Verify program and put stiff penalties in for any employer that hires illegal folks, knowingly, and hires illegal people. Number two, we substantially strengthen the border. And, you know, I think them two things alone, these people, a lot of them will self-deport. You know, and if people want to come in, they already have the opportunity to go to the back of the line and apply for citizenship here. So we already have pieces in place that would take care of this. And we see what happened in the 1986 amnesty bill, and nothing got fixed. And I don't think there's any doubt that a lot of us know for a fact that this plan passes, there will be no additional support to secure the border. We know that. That's just a given. And, you know, folks like Rubio and now Ryan getting on board with this, it just won't work. They're being duped. And, you know, I just think we have mechanisms in place to deal with this. And, you know, you look at 9/11. Why did that happen? It all happened because of illegal immigration. The Boston bombing, they were here illegal. You know, we fix these problems, and all of a sudden, it fixes a lot of other issues at the same time. And, you know, what is there, 50% of the population now on government support? And now we bring in 30 million more, 20, 30 million more, which is the real number. It's not 10 or 11. And we just need to get this fixed. And we have the the policies and laws in place now. We just need to get them enforced and make it work. And, you know, we need to put an end to this somehow. So this is not going to help our country. It'll be the end of the Republican Party, and it's only downhill from there.
You know, it's amazing. Paul Ryan's, top resume item would be his budget acumen, right? I mean, here's a kind of a wonkish 40-some-year-old guy, and he is tying the economic turnaround of the country to immigration reform. I mean, that's his case. He's saying a stronger border security, along with citizenship for undocumented workers, a path at some point, are the whole key to a more vibrant economy. You, Jim, are arguing exactly the opposite, that it's actually a detriment to the economy.
I think it is an absolute detriment to the economy, and I think that if you look at the facts, they will suggest the same. We just cannot continue because, you know, we bring in 20, 30 million more people. The average hourly wage in this country goes down. The number of unemployment goes up. How can you add that many more people and not expect the unemployment to go up? It just don't work. Just
Jim,
common sense.
Jim, appreciate the call. I think the big thing is it's really broken now, and we do need a fix. But what's amazing to me is it's clear conservatives just don't trust the fact that any promise of border security is actually going to be there. So I don't know how you trust but verify on that front. But until you do, I think they have a real political problem with their own base on this, for sure. Lloyd Botno, you're next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. You know, you watch the news and the price of gas has been going up quite a bit. But then just before your show came on yesterday, they were talking about how the price of oil has gone down. How does that work exactly?
Oil's up, isn't it? I mean, I've listened to Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services, talk about oil's inching up.
Oil's up right now because of what's going on in Egypt.
Oh, I could have sworn yesterday, just before your show came on, they said the price per barrel had went down just a little bit.
The projections right now are for gas to go up another 20 to 30 cents within the next month as well.
Regardless, I think I didn't see where it was at yesterday, but as you know, it ebbs and flows certainly, but I don't think when there's a dip, it doesn't translate to what's at the pump, right? Because you've got the price of oil versus, how much is at that station, what's being transported. I mean, there's no perfect science to it at all. I've never found it a direct correlation.
Aren't we producing a lot of oil in our nation, though? I mean, look at, we're, what, number two in oil, and we're still paying higher prices?
Well, some of that bears out because of the lack of refining and where that refining is.
If we opened up our own refineries here in North Dakota, could we get the gas prices down?
No, they'd export it.
Well, we'd have more
access. It comes out of competition. Yeah.
There's diesel refineries on the drawing board right now. No gas refineries. Obviously, there's one at Vanden, but I think you'd have some of it here. But that's that age-old question of do you go closer to the market with the refineries or do you transport it after you do it here or whatever.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Lloyd. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Craig in Newtown, what's on your mind today? Craig, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, the thing I'm going to say, North Korea likes surveilling presidents, Bush the Younger and Obama. Both gave speeches to large gatherings called La Raza, which means the race in English. So I want to know when the two NSA presidents are going to come and give a big speech to a whole bunch of white guys in an auditorium who call themselves the race. What do you think that will happen?
I think you'll be waiting a while there, Craig. Appreciate
it. And why are European Americans, why is the mere mention of it, like US talk show hosts hang up and everything else, Christians, they won't go there. Paul Ryan certainly won't. He's in a religion whose name, Catholic, means all-encompassing. And, the United Nations definition of genocide includes the massive, purposeful transference of populations to dilute a population. And, I really enjoy your distinction, all you guys, Scott. But, Mark has it. He's really right on with it. I mean, impeach Obama, but, and Steve Deese. But the only thing They just won't quit the Sanford and San Jewish gods. What is that?
Craig, thanks for the call. I didn't get all of what you were saying there, but the one thing I would add on to that is that, Paul Ryan, being Catholic, does cite his religion as being one of the reasons that this needs to be addressed. He does include his faith as a part of the reason that he is pushing immigration for. I think that's what you're talking about. Matt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Two things real quick. One, with the price of oil, you know, now they're saying that it's going up because of what's going on in Egypt. And I say that's crap because we get 13% of our oil in the U.S. from the Middle East, and 8% of that is from Saudi Arabia. I think that, you know, the excuse about Egypt, that's just an excuse for them to raise the price of oil. The other thing I'd like to comment about is Eric Holder's speech to the NAACP the other day about these self-defense laws. He said that one thing that really stood out to me in his speech was he said that the American people need to realize that they have a duty to retreat when possible. And, you know, his statement of that flies in the face of the basis of what it means to have freedom and liberty. You know, whenever you're faced with a situation of your life or your body or your health being in danger, you don't have a duty to retreat. You have a duty to defend yourself, you know, and that was the whole principle of our Second Amendment even being created.
I think that's a core foundation of what this country's built on. You know, if we retreated every time there was an issue, we'd be France.
Well, it's basically our administration wants to turn us into a country of cowards and a citizenry of cowards, you know? I mean, it's the antithesis of liberty to retreat. And the fact that he goes on and says a statement like that in public, you know, that says volume about what their intention or agenda for our country is. And it also speaks to the fact that we're not free in the sense that our founders designed us to be free. Whenever he says that you have a duty to retreat when your life is in danger, that's basically saying that you're a subject to the government and that you have to abide by their rules first and foremost before you abide by, you know, the rule of humanity or mankind or your survival instinct.
I could not agree anymore, Matt. I wonder if others found those comments chilling because it was. And by the way, now the death threats are increasing. You've got this hue and cry and all these death threats against George Zimmerman. That one just is bizarre to me. I mean, okay, we're outraged, not we, but some folks are outraged about six jurors saying, hey, this guy's not guilty. But the ultimate outrage is over a death of a young man right down there in Florida and how it happened, okay? And the
it
fact
should
that
be.
Case. So the retaliation is going to be, let's kill the other guy now? I mean, this is nuts.
That whole Eric Holder thing, though, on the retreating thing, that flies right in the face of what America's about. I mean, to me, it's your neighbor's in trouble, you lend in, you don't run away. If somebody's in trouble, you pitch in. If somebody's getting mugged on the street, you jump in on that. To me, that's what America's about, and that's a society and a cultural thing. One more quick call before the break. Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi. Say I was calling on immigration reform. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, the my opinion on immigration reform is it's like gun control. We already have immigration laws that aren't being enforced. One more law that's not going to be enforced by liberal administrations is not a good thing. We need border security before we do anything else. And it's like gun control. You don't need one more bad law that's not going to be enforced on the books. So you don't need amnesty on the books. We got to the point we are right now because we didn't enforce the current laws. If you need more people in the country, if you want to open it up to Mexico, or you change the quotas, you change.
Dan, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. We're up against the break. More coming up.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in, what's on your mind? Is it immigration? That seems to be a hot topic this morning. What is on your mind? We'd like to know. You can get a hold of us at, also, if you'd like to drop us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, temperature-wise, Bismarck, Mandan, 76 this hour, Williston, 68, Dickinson, 70, Minot, 68, Jamestown, 79, Devil's Lake, 66, Grand Forks, 72, all the way up to 82 so far in Fargo. That's going to be a warm one today. Miles City, Montana, 73, Billings, 66, Mobridge, 77, Lemon, South Dakota, 81, also Pier, at 83. So, heat index for a lot of our listening audience today, across the region. And, I believe, we have an email.
We have an email. We have some calls waiting as well. But Jim in Minot said, what Paul Ryan did not say to you guys was his party chose to do nothing about health care when it was the leading cause of individual bankruptcies. When business is out of control, only the government has the will and means to correct it. We desperately need health care reform. So Jim is a fan, obviously, of the Obamacare. And another emailer says, here's an easy way to get rid of immigrants and welfare. Number one, raise the minimum wage enough so that it's at least on par or above the poverty level, and you'll get rid of food stamps. Number two, find the employers that hire illegals, and the illegals will leave in droves if there's no work. But we really like the cheap labor, don't want to see them after they get off the roof or fields. As far as George Zimmerman, he's worried about death threats from some vigilante. Ironic at his best, but scary that he would think about it in that context.
You know, I'll say we don't need the health care reform as much as we need insurance reform that goes along with that health care. I think that might be the bigger problem.
Let's get back to the phones. Full bank of calls here waiting to weigh in.
Charles in Drake, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got through again, but I had to dial a couple of times. First of all, I'm an independent, and then a big Hogan fan, and I couldn't believe it when he voted for this immigration bill. I knew the gal would. But, and now to have our representative vote for it. You know, all three of our, Dorgan and Conrad last time, they all, and the other guy, all voted for, the Obama bill, and look at the mess it's in. I'll bet you 2-1 they've been listening to us here in North Dakota. And, also, I'll bet it's 2-1, I'll bet you $1 a donut that it's about 5-1 against immigration and they're not listening to us again. They go to Washington and, they're more interested in their damn party than they are America. I want to hear him tell me how this is good for America.
Charles, appreciate the call, and he's a regular guest, so you'll get a chance to do that. We're going to keep going to all these calls, find out what's on your mind. Larry Fargo, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, first off, I want to know why your partner there is so anti-insurance company. I thought, you know, decent people supported business.
I do support business. I just think there's a lot of...
Well, Larry, anti-insurance company.
Larry, there's a lot of loopholes within the system when you have an insurance company that has the mechanism by which to dump somebody who had never been sick a day in their life, and just because they have a cancer issue or some other catastrophic illness, they can get dumped by their carrier when they haven't done anything out of the realm of the contract. And that's something that needs to be fixed.
That has actually happened too, because I don't.
I know several people that have happened to. And given the current rates of cancer in this country, that's really kind of scary, isn't it, Larry?
No, I don't think there's any more cancer than there ever was. They just know what it is now.
True.
But tell you what, I've got a question for you guys. When was the last time the Republicans fought for anything unless they were attacking a conservative? When was the last time they didn't roll over and play dead and let the Marxists get what they want?
Well, I would say in one example is this Obamacare thing right now, right? Obamacare's passed this law of the land, and they continue to try repeal efforts in the House. And they just yesterday passed.
Has it been repealed?
No, but I mean they're fighting for it. I mean
now to do away with the individual mandate, which is bad for people. So, come election time, Obamacare's going good. You don't have to buy insurance yet.
All right, Larry.
Why
thanks for the call.
Giving comfort to the enemy.
Appreciate the comment. What's on your minds? The question, so we need to keep asking. Jim and Morris, tell us.
Yeah, Angela Davis was a black lady in California who was tried on a escape charge or something, assisting it or whatever. Apparently she had bought the firearm that was used. Now, this gal was charged, got a trial, and she was found not guilty. And then she ran around the streets acting like an idiot. Well, she did anyhow. She's a communist. But she ran around the streets complaining that she did not get a fair trial. I mean, she was found not guilty, but she didn't get a fair trial. And the only reason I remember that is because she looked so ridiculous. And then she said, I didn't get a fair trial when I was found not guilty. Now, as far as immigration goes, I think Jackson and Sharpton should immigrate to South Africa, where they love that country so much, and they don't like ours, and they should try speaking some of their rabble-rousing down there. Then if we go on to the sheriffs in this country, if those clowns showed up in a city in the sheriff's county, the sheriff could ask, what are you going to speak about?
We're up against the break. Thanks for your phone call. More of your phone calls and comments after the break. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well-site geology and mudlogging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mudlogging, a well-site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew, and we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at bachandbeacon.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.